Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Tech Teachers. I'm Ray, physics teacher.
And I'm Holly, and I teach Spanish.
And this is a show about technology and education and where they overlap as much as possible.
This is show 52.
Show 52, yes. We double-checked. This is our third intro.
Your fault.
My fault, yes. Okay. You can check out our show notes at thetechteachers.blogspot.com. And as promised, we are doing a show 1 week. One per week, yes. One show per week.
Yeah.
What's up on today's show? Oh, should we mention that the Giants and the Chiefs both won?
I think people have the internet and
they can
TV.
Find that out for themselves. They don't need us to tell them.
Right. You could just say that you're excited about it.
Yes, I'm excited the Giants won.
Yes. And me for the Chiefs.
Yes.
Yay.
All right.
Okay, so today we're going to review some mapping sites on the internet. Right, on the web.
Yes, we haven't looked at those in quite some time.
Yes.
And they change all the major sites.
Oh,
do little
yeah,
tweaks
they changed
and change.
A lot.
Yeah.
Because I used to use a different one and it had changed. And then in the education section, we're going to talk about my difficulty in finding free content on the web, free video content that I can show in my classroom. Very difficult.
We're also going to talk about a high-end gaming mouse. And last week's show was released in two formats. So that's what's up on this week's show. Where do you want to start, Holly?
Okay, let's start with the AAC format.
Okay. So if you subscribe to our feed and you happen to use iTunes, you noticed, or even if you didn't use iTunes, you noticed there's an AAC version of the show now, which means that it has some enhanced audio content. So when you're listening to the show, if you're listening to it on a computer that's connected to the internet, you can click on the picture or the web link in the picture to go to the appropriate site for the story we're talking about. There's also multiple pictures and chapters as well in iTunes. If you're listening to it, you can go up to chapters and like skip down to the education section if that's what you want to hear.
So you don't have to have a Mac. You can use iTunes.
iTunes on, yeah, either platform is fine.
Okay, great.
If anybody out there liked this, please let me know. If I don't get any feedback, it will stop.
Your mom liked it.
Oh, my mom liked it. Okay. Aside from my mom, if anybody out there would like to see this continue, an AAC version and an MP3 version, we'll always do the MP3 version. Just let me know if you're going to use the chapters and the multiple pictures, if that's something you'd like to see.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Okay. Well, once again, feedback if you'd like to see me continue to do it, because it is adds one extra little step to the process of the way we have things going right now.
Okay.
So that was that.
Yeah.
We'll do it in both this week as well, I think. But I'm waiting to hear on feedback. So that was kind of a test run.
All right. Great.
MP3 version might come out first. So, okay. So what's after that?
All right. Let's talk about the maps.
Okay.
Into the maps.
So we looked at
I looked at five.
Google Maps.
We haven't talked about it yet.
Google Maps. Mm-hmm. MapQuest.
Yahoo Maps,
the Windows Live local,
and
right?
Then Maps on Us.
And Maps on Us. So those were the five we looked at. Mm-hmm. Those are just five that I've remembered that have been around for quite some time, because you don't want to get used to one mapping thing and then have it disappear.
Right.
So these are five that have been around a while.
Yes, definitely.
Doesn't mean there's not something else out there better, but these are the five we took a look at. So should we rank them first? Should we pick our favorite? Let's pick our favorite two. I have two favorites too. All right.
I'm going to go
first. You
want to
go first? We haven't compared yet. This should be. We're probably going to pick the same two.
All right. I like Google Maps and MapQuest.
Oh, we agree. I would like to give an honorable mention to the Windows one, though, the live.local.
Yeah,
that one could be there in like a year, like with some more development. But right now, I would say my two favorites are Google Maps and MapQuest as well for different reasons.
Okay. Shall we get into that then?
Should we talk about the good ones first?
Yes, definitely. Right. Start with the positive.
So the reason I liked MapQuest, over my overall winner, by the way, is Google Maps.
Okay.
That's the one I prefer for its speed. Lots of different reasons. Let me talk about MapQuest first. The one thing that MapQuest does better than any of the others, first of all, the other three, they failed in some way for me to quickly find what I was looking for and get directions.
Right.
So if they took too long for me to get to the step where I could get directions or get the information, that was it. It didn't matter how well it presented it.
Right.
If I couldn't get what I wanted fast, it stunk. So the other three kind of stunk it up in that category. MapQuest was still quick enough, but then the nice thing is if you want turn-by-turn directions and you're going to print them out and take them with you, MapQuest does the best job of that. Like it'll put nice big arrows It'll put for state routes. It'll put a certain symbol for the interstates. It'll put another. It's a really nice thing.
You
if
can
you're
have little,
print it out and take it with you.
And you can have little mini maps. Is that what you're talking?
That as well. But
next
I think they
to,
all a lot of them do that. But
not
I
all
think
of them,
MapQuest
but yes.
MapQuest does it the best. And I particularly like the default settings for the way it looks when you print it.
Right.
It's by far the best.
See, I didn't work with the printing at
so
all,
let me show you. This is what it, see these big symbols?
Oh yes, yes. I've always
And then they have the
well.
Interstate symbol. So they're nice, they're colorful. If you have a color printer, they pop. Whereas something like Google Maps, you can see that this is the directions. If I click print, this is all they look like. Here's the print preview. See how it's a lot less colorful and a lot it still does the turn by turn, but it's not this does not pop when you're looking at
well,
it in the car.
Well, that's one reason why I picked MapQuest as one of my favorites is that aesthetically it's far more attractive than most, I'd say, any of the other ones that we looked at.
And MapQuest has been around forever. And
right.
Until
I
recently,
used to use it.
Until recently, they were, I would not have even put them on this list. They've just recently, I think, or recently is in the last couple of years. I mean, Google came along and did the whole you can grab the window and drag around and
I
the pop-ups
that.
And all that.
Yes.
And it's all like it's actually like it's a piece of software. It's in real time. It loads. MapQuest now does that. It did not used to do that. It used to have that funky click on the edges to move around.
That's why I switched over to Google Maps.
Yes, but
MapQuest.
Now MapQuest has it.
Now it does do that. I might have to. They might rival Google Maps for me. But.
Yeah. I always go to two, though. I'd like to say that at least if I'm going to print out directions,
okay,
I always go to two because I want to see comparison.
Both of them allow, both Google Maps and MapQuest allow the aerial image where you can view
and
the
Windows does that as well.
Buildings, right, the satellite view.
I think a lot
view.
Of them do that now.
Not all of them. Not
oh, really?
The, not all of them because I checked that on every single one of them and some of them do not do that.
Oh, okay.
Trying to think. I think Yahoo does not do that. I have to see.
All right, well, we're all always looking at that. The other thing, the things I like, the reason Google is by far, in my opinion, the best is the ease of search. Everything is just smooth. The pop-ups are nice. It's fast. It's responsive. It's intuitive. I like the way the thing pops up when you like look for McDonald's and it pops up the little bubble and you can get directions to here all within the same window. So you're not... You're not looking for things on the right or left. It's all very much on the map.
Right.
Windows Live does a lot of that as well. It's just in Firefox, it was a little clunky. I think it works better in an Explorer, but they need to address that because there's a lot of people out there who use Firefox and don't want to go to a different browser to use theirs.
Oh, was that why it wasn't working very well?
Because
I had real trouble with it working. I couldn't get
it
any...
It does not play well in Firefox.
Some of the links didn't work. Like I wanted to check out the traffic links to see if that worked well. And
yes. It's a little bit off in Firefox.
Yeah.
In Internet Explorer, it works better.
Okay.
It works much better. So I guess if you're just using Internet Explorer, the Windows Live local one would probably be another good choice. But
right.
If you're using Firefox, not so much.
Okay. You know, one of the things I enjoy about some of them is that they allow you to look for businesses that are nearby. Like you can search for restaurants or department stores
the
nearby.
The little check box already up there?
Well, no, you can click on, like in Google Maps, inside the balloon that pops up.
Mm-hmm.
You can click on nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Search nearby. And then in MapQuest, they have a link for that as well. It says nearby or something like that to the side, which I think is good. But see, I still have to complain that I wish none of them did this. I wish they would just automatically show businesses that were around and not that I would have to say, okay, I want restaurants or I want, because I want to see what's around there. I want to see everything that's around there.
Well,
like on my mapping software that I use for my GPS. I enjoy that function, being able to see, oh, there's a gas station and a restaurant nearby. And
now, there's on some of the other ones, not the ones that we've picked. All right, Windows might do this. But there are places where you can check, like hotels, restaurants, gas stations, and they'll pop up.
Yes, but I want
everything.
And then
they'll stay on the map. You want everything?
I want everything around there. I want to know the five closest businesses. Maybe that's just me, a function that I enjoy that nobody else would. But I would just like to see what's in the area.
It might get a little cluttered on your map.
Yes, but I wish I could turn that on.
Okay.
Or turn that off.
Just a switch. All businesses on, all businesses off. Okay. Okay.
But yes.
Well, then we should also mention that still, I think, better than any of this is the mapping software.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I still think the mapping software is more powerful. However, the Google Maps is getting pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting pretty close.
Right.
Especially for speed.
Oh, it is so speedy. Yeah, it was the speediest one, I think.
Yeah, and I'm not quite sure how they're managing that trick, but it is fast.
Right.
So.
Definitely.
Other pluses and minuses? Like I said, for me, if I was printing out directions, it would be MapQuest. If I'm just going to fiddle around and look... and I'm not going to print these out, or I might write them down,
right,
I would go to Google Maps.
Okay.
So those are the, but if I'm going to actually print directions, I would go to MapQuest. But for the most part, if I'm going anywhere too complicated, I'll just take the GPS and use its directions.
So. Have you ever used the traffic function in some of them? Some of them didn't.
Yeah, some of them had traffic, but from what I could tell when I clicked on it and stuff, there wasn't that much information. You know, yeah. it was just the major highways here or there. Right. It wasn't all of them. So the traffic stuff, it seems like if you're traveling in a rush hour, there's lots of traffic information available.
It's Sunday afternoon.
But if it's not a rush hour thing, and I guess that's probably the only time you'd want to use it anyway, right?
Right.
It's for rush hour.
Well, and traffic was not available out to where we live. We don't live in the heart of the city anymore. But when we used to live in the heart of the city, you know, that area, they had the traffic info on.
Yeah.
But
so which sites had traffic?
Traffic info, I think, was on, let's see, MapQuest had it.
Oh, really? I didn't even see it on MapQuest. Google does not, right?
Google
Maps does not have traffic.
I didn't see traffic on there. Yeah. I saw it on local.
And that's something we should say. We only spent about 5 minutes with each one of these. We both agreed on this, that if you can't figure it out in 5 minutes, it's bad design.
Right.
And that means somebody else isn't going to be able to figure it out in five minutes. It's not like you shouldn't have to sit down and search through how to use a mapping software program for 15 minutes before you can figure it out. So all of these were a quick hit revisiting. And I say, if you can't figure it out in 5 minutes...
Well, Yahoo.
You shouldn't be at that site.
Right, that's true. Yahoo Maps. I'm looking at my notes here. Yahoo Maps had traffic information available, but everything else on there was lacking, in my opinion. I mean, you couldn't click and drag the window around. It was really slow and very unattractive.
What I mean by click and move the window around. When your map is up, you have a little hand. You left click and hold it in, and then you just move your mouse around, and you can see the map move as if you were moving it in front of your face.
Right, as if your eyes were moving.
There's no redraw involved. On something like Yahoo, is this correct? You click and it goes blank for a second and then it comes back, which is really annoying because you get disoriented on where you're at.
Well, not only that, it's so slow. I just want to be able to look as if I were having that map in front of my eyes and I'm moving my eyes. So that's that's enjoyable.
They all have good zoom ability, way in, way out. There's the only thing I could say I don't like about Google Maps is the initial window that you pop to. There's a get directions button, but it starts with the entire United States. If you want to go right into your city, you have to either save it or type in like 64. You have to type in your zip code, and then it'll zoom in.
You almost said our zip code.
Yeah. So, but anyway, the initial.
You wouldn't have got it right. You always ask me. You ask me about every day. What's our zip code?
But I don't know if it guesses, but initially it says Kansas City for us. I don't know if that's because of our IP address, if it's smart enough to know that, or if they're just using Kansas City, because the second one says 10 Market Street, San Francisco. So I don't know if that's something that, like, if you go to this and you're in, like, Las Vegas, if it says go to a location, if Las Vegas is up there to click. If that's the case, then that's good.
Right.
Then that alleviates the one little problem I have, so...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Any other thoughts?
I don't think so.
Check them out for yourself.
Everybody has a
certain one they like more than others. But if you haven't tried these in a while, especially MapQuest, it's made some huge strides.
Oh, definitely.
Huge strides from where it was a while ago.
Right, because like I said, I switched and now I may have to kind of look at that one again, MapQuest.
Yeah. The one nice thing about Google too is you're already at Google all the time.
Yeah.
So you just click the map button.
Feels like home.
Yeah, or you search for a business in Google, and then you can click. They've got the eyeballs, so they do have a built-in advantage. But MapQuest is coming back, it looks like.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for the maps?
I think so, yeah. You want to talk about
Should we trash the other ones, or should we just say the other... That maps on us stunk, didn't it?
Yeah, and Yahoo Maps, in my opinion, was the very least attractive out of all five of the ones we looked at.
Yeah, so Maps on Us and clunky. Yahoo are down in the gutter. They stunk it up. All right. And Windows, come away. It needs to come a little bit further, especially for Firefox.
Yes.
Definitely. And the other two, very usable. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have up next, we talk about my mouse.
I think
get
so.
Get some more tech.
Uh-huh.
Well, right now, as I was using Google Maps, I've been using a new mouse that I purchased. I looked into getting a better mouse. And the company that seemed to have the best reviews and be the most well-known for their gaming mouse, was Razer.
Razer. Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about ordering one online. I was like, well, I don't want to order a mouse without having it in my hand to be able to feel it and then have to ship it back if I don't like it. And then we were at Micro Center, which is a computer store. It's like a Fry's or a much, much better Best Buy that focuses just on mainly computer stuff. And they were carrying the Razer mouse line. And I ended up buying, what is it, the Copperhead?
Yes, it's the Copperhead.
It's the Copperhead. Mm-hmm. And it was pricey for a mouse especially. I mean, their bottom of the line mouse, I think, starts at like $40 and it goes up from there. But I must say, it's worth it. I have not even used it for a game yet, and it's worth it. It is so smooth. I guess it's got little pads on it that whatever surface they are with the mouse pad I have, which is a fairly nice mouse pad, it just feels like it's just gliding across there effortlessly.
It really does.
Yeah.
Feels like it's on air or something.
Yes. It's very, very smooth, and that makes for a better experience. Also, it's got a lot of buttons. It looks kind of cool. But a lot of mouses can do that.
What about the way it feels in your hand? I mean, that would be different. Everybody has a different hand.
Yeah. So I did not like it in the store, but when I got home and I felt how smooth it was, that went away because you don't have to really push this that much to get it to move, and you don't have to move it that far.
So you don't have to grip it.
Yeah, you don't have to really grip it that hard. It's very sensitive. It's got some drivers with it, some software, and it does some things with some. It pulls the device more often. Okay. So for gaming, that's where it comes into play, is that you want to be really, really accurate and just a little bit of movement. You want to be able to really affect what's going on screen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's designed for gamers, but I would say check it out even if you're not. I wouldn't say buy their top of the line one, but buy their low end one. I'm sure it has the same feet on it, like the same smooth feel to it. And that's the big thing, is the smooth feel.
I would say I think it was fun to play with, but I wouldn't spend that much money on it.
Okay. That's my opinion. Would you spend $40, $50 on one?
No.
Really?
No.
Because, I mean, a decent mouse usually is, you know, at least $25.
Mm.
I mean, if you want an even halfway decent, you know, optical mouse, $25 or $30. So for an extra $20, you get something that feels like super smooth.
It'd be a fun gift, but I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend my own money. There's other things I'd rather buy.
Well, I have not tried it with gaming yet, so it might still end up going back if it doesn't make a difference in gaming. There's some other software that's supposed to make it on-the-fly sensitivity switching so that, like, you're in sniper mode and you need it to be more or less sensitive or whatever. You can push a button and you can get that extra sensitivity. So,
okay.
Anyway, but I have not tried that out yet.
Fun new toy. You always have new toys.
Yes. It's nice, though. It really is nice.
It is nice.
All right, what's up next? I don't know where that ties in. I don't know how many people buy mouse. You know, at the very least, you know, when you're buying a mouse, don't just try the feel. I would say now, after this experience, and it also explains. I have a cheap mouse that I got, some Targus mouse that I understand now why I like it better is because it's smoother.
Okay,
I mean I have a Microsoft mouse. Where it's not that smooth when I move it across the thing. It feels really good in my hand, but I always wondered why I didn't use it for gaming. I always went to the other one. Now I know it's smoother.
Because it's smoother.
Right. So for gaming, it's all about the smooth feel.
I still like on your Microsoft mouse the two buttons on the side.
This has buttons on the side too.
We can go front and back.
Yeah, this has that and more. Yeah.
Ooh, and more.
Yes, and more.
Special. Very nice. Oh, and it has very pretty blue lights on the side. I'm sorry, not pretty. What are they? Cool.
It matches my computer.
Yes. Okay, we should move on.
Yeah, we killed that.
Yes, let's go on to the education section.
Was that it for tech?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Okay, so what's up in education this week?
Well, I wanted to address an issue that I have in my classroom. I got a brand new projector put in my room recently.
Lucky.
Yes, I know. Very lucky. I do feel very fortunate. But right now, I'm using it a lot for PowerPoint presentations. Oh.
May
you can interrupt me now.
I may interrupt you briefly.
No.
On the PowerPoint thing, please.
You.
I really want
to say. I don't think
I
have a choice. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
I'd like to say that I've been using Keynote to make presentations, and I love it. That's it.
And that is the
Apple
Mac
software. Yeah, of PowerPoint, basically. Except, it's really smooth and it's fast, and I don't know. It's better than I remember PowerPoint being.
I saw a presentation given in Keynote, and I wasn't that impressed.
Well, I mean,
with the
it's
presentation.
Still presentation,
I mean, maybe
software. I mean,
well, maybe no, but I'm just saying it wasn't that much different. I don't see the big difference for PowerPoint.
It's cheaper. It's cheaper, and it's very easy to integrate media. That's
maybe on the creator's end, it's nicer because if you're creating, then possibly it's easier, has better functions. But as an audience member, it wasn't anything more special than PowerPoint.
I'll show it to you. It's cheap. Okay. It's like $50 for educators. That and a thing called Pages. All right. iWork.
So back to my story. Thank you.
Yes. I just had to jump in there and say right, I was actually that's the first time I've ever used presentation software in the classroom.
Thank you for that. All right. So my brand new projector, using it for various things. I'm showing different websites they can go to, demonstrating web applications and that sort of thing. But then I want to get some free video content. What are you doing?
I thought you were done with that. I was going to put it away. It was looks like it was going to fall.
Anyway, I want to get some free video content for use in my classroom that I can just show over the projector. And so I was searching for that. Well, I found out my school has a free subscription or has a subscription to BrainPop.
Okay.
Which I used for a couple of things, but they do not have Spanish content on there.
Okay.
At all for Spanish classes. But I liked it. I used it for like communism to explain what communism was when I was talking about Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we also have a subscription to United Streaming, which to me didn't have very much Spanish content either.
We have United Streaming or Task Stream or something like that.
Right. So I'm looking for free content out there to use in my classroom. No, YouTube is blocked.
Get them to unblock it. Tell them you need it.
Haha. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Anyway.
Try. I got them to unblock YouTube.
Okay, well, I can look into that. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best resource for video clips out there is YouTube, without a doubt. It's been bought by Google. They're cracking down on the copyright stuff. So tell them this is a Google.
I don't know necessarily.
Tell them this is a Google-owned company, and it has lots of great video clips for Spanish.
It doesn't, though. I searched.
Really?
Yeah, it had student projects up there, but I mean, I can see that every once in a while showing them, but the projects weren't that good, and they were full of mistakes, and the accents of the students were horrible. So that, I don't know. That's bad to say, but then I finally found a site that I liked. It was teachers.tv, and so I played a couple of videos, and it was great for Spanish classrooms. Educational content, good accents. But then when I was trying to play the third clip, I found out that I was blocked then from playing it. It said that because I was not in the UK, it said that we have discovered you're not in the UK, so you cannot stream video because of legal issues. So I was very disappointed. Now you tell me a solution to that is what?
If you found a proxy that was out of the United Kingdom, it would look like you were coming from the United Kingdom.
Okay.
Or wherever.
Do I need to download some software though to do the proxy thing? Or can I go to a site?
I'll explain that to you off air.
Okay.
Or just Wikipedia proxy or Google proxy. You'll figure it out in a hurry. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. So I'm having a big issue finding educational content for Spanish to use in my classroom. Do you have any suggestions?
Other than going around that way, make your own content. If there's nothing out there, that means you should make your own.
That's
right. I have a video camera. You can video yourself doing whatever and then post it to YouTube and then teachers can use your stuff.
That's true. And I could do that. But there's something to be said for variety. I want them to hear other people.
Have them make content.
No, but I want them to. Yes, I understand that. But I want them to hear other people.
Speaking Spanish?
Right.
Well, surely you can download legally or not legally. You should be able to get some like Spanish. I mean, the movies and the TV shows that people can download. Surely you can download them in Spanish.
Right. Now, I have DVDs in Spanish.
Okay,
be
more specific. What are you looking for? So it's not mainstream media that you want.
No. What I'm looking for is educational content like grammar, explanations of grammar that are somehow innovative.
What about podcasts and vidcasts? Like English second language, ESL, whatever, all those Spanish podcasts that are out there.
That's a good those? I might check into that.
Yeah, I'm looking at YouTube right now and I'm seeing lots of look here. There's this Mario Spanish presentation.
But it's Spanish project.
Okay.
There's a lot of mistakes in the videos I've noticed. I played them.
So then that would be the perfect thing. Oh, it's playing right now as we speak. So if you're wondering what that music is. I found an excellent Mario physics video.
That looks...
Mario. We're watching. This is pretty funny.
You don't know what it says.
Kevin. Oh, they got Halo in it. Master Chief.
Okay,
there's some rock
they
music.
They can't see this, though. Yes,
why?
It's very amusing to see.
Why can't they see this?
Because
we're
doing audio.
I need the kids. I meant the kids. All right.
Because
well, we need to put a link. We need to put a link to this. This is pretty cool.
What? You don't even know what the words mean.
I don't know what the words mean, but it's funny.
It's time for a party, and he's holding a beer bottle or something.
No, there's no beer bottle.
Yeah, it was. It was a liquor bottle, and it said, he said, wait, what's this?
No, it was, you know, oh, that's not, it doesn't say
this
anything
is a
alcohol.
Clock, he says, and this is a pin. Great.
It's funny, though. You should show your
kids
this kind of stuff.
Yeah, they would kind of like that. Oh, we just did study things like pen and pencil.
There you go. Yeah. So we'll put a link to this.
I can't do that, though, because it's blocked at my school.
Okay. Well, there's ways to get the YouTube video off of YouTube. But you should.
He says, hasta mañana. See you tomorrow. Hasta pronto.
Okay. That was Master Chief, the Halo guy. And then that's some guy from some other game.
Okay. This is.
All right, well, we're going to pause that. Right. But anyway, I think this kind of stuff is good. In fact, I had my kids do videos, or no, I didn't have them do videos. They did presentations, and I had one group that did a video, and I'm planning, I'm going to ask them if we could put it, if they want, they could put it on YouTube themselves. So I'm going to ask them if I can show it to my other classes. Because even if there's some wrong stuff, you can talk about the wrong and then talk about the right. You know, you can say, right. Well, why was this wrong? There's learning to be had from misinformation
Absolutely.
To show them that stuff. So I think you should use YouTube videos, just like what I just showed. This, I think, would be excellent in your classroom. The kids would love it.
It is a very, that's a very low level, though.
So what? It's yeah. As an open thing for like five
okay,
minutes?
An opener, yeah. I guess
an
I
opener
that,
type
yeah.
thing? It's not like your lesson focuses on this is a pen, but but it's, you know, it's still, it's amusing. Right. It'll get the kids going. It'll get them excited about Spanish.
Yeah. I mean, okay, some, I could see that. I could see that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or have them make their own content. But okay. Anyway, or check the podcasts.
Okay.
So problem solved. And then get the proxy.
Oh, yeah.
Problem solved. We
you
fixed
solve
it.
All my problems, Ray.
That's right. There we go. I have solutions. A solutions oriented person.
Yeah, we
there
shall
we
see. We shall. Okay. Look at like your head needs to be any bigger.
No, I'm not solutions oriented. Who are we kidding? All You're, right. Yeah. I cause problems. But anyway, that's pretty neat. In fact, I think I'm gonna start using more clips in general. I found some funny physics stuff. Mm-hmm. I just have to find time to put them in. And the problem is that I always forget I have them.
Yes.
I always forget I found this stuff. And then I go into class because it's not something I formally think of. You know, I'm like, oh, I could have showed that really funny clip I saw on whatever the other day. And I forget all about it. And then we're past it. And
right.
It's also not, it's not a piece of cake for me to just push a button and have the projector light up. I need to roll it out. I need to plug it in. I need
to
hook
up the thing.
Oh,
I'm lucky. Mine's mounted to the ceiling.
Yes, that's what I need. I need to be. I need it mounted to the ceiling so I can just push a button and have my stuff that I need.
Oh,
so,
I love it.
Yeah.
I feel very
lucky
special.
You.
Yes.
Lucky you. So did we address all of the issues there? Or?
I think so for now. Okay. Got to table that and look into it a little better.
Okay. If you're a teacher out there, and I know we are, our audience goes beyond, well beyond teachers, but if you're a teacher out there and you've got, or anybody out there that's put content up on YouTube or has video content out there that's appropriate for education, send us links.
Yes, please.
We can share them via the blog. We used to do the whole delicious thing. We don't do that anymore, do we?
No.
Okay. We can share them via the blog if it's good stuff. We'll
right.
check it out. And if it's physics or Spanish related, we might use it in our classroom. So
absolutely. Much appreciated.
Yeah. I should mention that video. I think if you Google like Mario Physics, let me check this uh-huh. real quick. If you Google Mario Physics, it was made by students.
Okay.
And it's on like they did it for. It's based on like wave motion and yeah, Mario Physics. Now I think they block new grounds at my school, but it's not blocked for me. Like the kids can't get to it, but I can.
Okay.
But yeah, Mario Physics. If you go there and you watch that, it's just really really cool.
Anyway,
I'll let it look. It's really well done too. It's an excellent animation. So we'll put a link to that. I think I may have mentioned that on the
right.
show before. Did I?
I don't know.
One of my students sent this to me. I'd seen it before a long time ago.
Oh, yes, you mentioned your student sending you a link.
Yeah, but this kind of stuff is great. It's just great for any time you have a class and you can incorporate something students did that is funny, I think you should do it. So
yes.
Anyway, that's the Mario music you hear now.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I can hear it or not. Okay. Anything else for education?
I don't think so.
Every week, right?
I think so, yeah.
Every week. And I think we have it set up so that we can even do it through Skype. So for some reason we're not in the same place on the weekend, we can still do the show.
Right.
Internet required, of course. Should we announce that? Are we going to CES? Did you get your badge yet?
No, I didn't.
I got my CES badge.
Okay.
Oh, want me to stop the Mario stuff? Hold on. Okay, here we go.
Thank you. That was distracting. Yes, you are going to CES.
You're going to go too. We just got to wait till your badge shows
up. Yeah, mine hasn't showed
up. To make all the arrangements.
I'm not wanted, apparently. They didn't send me a badge.
Yep. Anyway, that's in January?
Yes.
Was it through the 8th through the...
I think the 8th to the 11th.
8th through the 11th. So if anybody's out there going to CES, that's a huge show. So you probably won't bump into us, but you never know. Is that it for this week?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Check out the show notes at thetechteachers.blogspot.com.
And then you can email us at rayandholly@gmail.com. And Holly is spelled H-O-L-L-Y-E.
Thank you for listening.
Until next time.